Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Breaking the Silence. Here we are live from the most beautiful city in the world, Houston, Texas. If you look right outside my window here and see that the sun's going down, it's kind of a hazy day today, although it's been good and hot, but the clouds are over there and the sun's peeking through. And I work at the Texas Medical Center right across the street, right in one of those buildings, right about there, about the 10th floor. And tomorrow I could wave at you from that window. But just letting you know that I'm there. But welcome to the program tonight. This is going to be one of those shows that I think it could be life-changing, not only for you, but also for the guest. And you are going to get an opportunity to participate in that possibly, but also with the resources that she has to offer, could be life-changing to my favorite topic, I think, in the world, children. And what is more blessed and treasured in our world right now today than kids. And I'm really excited about our guest tonight. And it looks like we have, I was getting ready to tell her right before we went on. And I said, no, I'll just wait until. I have had so much activity on my texting already this afternoon. They can't wait to hear the guest tonight. So the word got out. So I want to thank Curtis for all the hard work on that. And I want to thank the emails for everybody that is subscribed to my newsletter and gets the copy of who's going to be on the guest a little before the show, a couple of days before the program. But this is going to be a great program tonight, and the hour is just going to fly by. I always like to start off with some type of thoughts that I have during the week. And maybe just during today, I was sitting right there in my recliner and trying to get my head screwed on straight. And it'd been kind of a strange week, a great week, but stressful in some areas of my life. And I try to figure out, what do I need to do to maybe be better this coming week? How can I be a better person? And I think there's going to be some choices here that I want to present to you. And you may want to jot these down if you do, because at the end of each day, whether you choose to go with it or flow with it or resist it or change it or hide from it, life goes on if you still have breath in you. And if today wasn't what you hoped for, then let's work harder to make tomorrow even better, to achieve those goals and dreams that you're shooting for that maybe you didn't quite make it today. But tomorrow's another opportunity to be able to get to that goal. And a couple things that I think winners actually do, choices they actually make, and choices that I know I need to make, but sometimes I forget. So that's kind of what the topic is real quick here in my little presentation here. Winners don't give up on what they believe in. If you really believe in it, if it's really been given to you, if it's really a dream, if it's really a goal for you, then for the love of Pistol Pete, don't give up on it. I think J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, which is probably one of the best-selling books ever, was turned down by publisher after publisher after publisher for years until one time one said that they would believe in her and do it. Howard Schultz was turned down by 20 or more different banks before one bank said yes, and we have the creation of Starbucks. They would have gave up on those. Neither one would have been known now, and it wouldn't be a household name. So when you're looking for your dream to become a reality, stick with what you believe in. Winners also work with the right people and spend time with the right people. A day spent with the right people is always a day that's well spent. Sometimes the most ordinary ideas and projects can be extraordinarily simply by discussing them with the right people that cross your path. Grab a hold of those divine opportunities and those divine appointments, and don't give up on that. Winners always concentrate on the present. And let me just lean into you, because this is so important to me. And this is what sometimes reaches up and grabs me by the back of my britches and pulls me down every time, that I let the past interfere with my present. Don't do that. Today is a new day. Tomorrow is a new day. Don't let your past control your destiny. Tell you what, if you learned that, it was worth tuning in for right now. A winner always maintains a positive attitude. Even though you've been knocked down, dragged down, dirtied up, dusted up, and almost buried, have that positive attitude and keep the positive attitude. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to be better even tomorrow. And they make the best use of the gift of what this day can bring to you. Another one is winners always endure the pain. Pain sometimes can help and move you and motivate you to continue to head in the right direction. If it's easy, the route you're going probably isn't the right route you want to go on. Sometimes the more difficult the journey, the better and greater the destination. Wow. That's tweetable. That's something to remember, and I just came up with that one. Winners always ignore the naysayers, because I promise you, there's people in this ear, and behind you and in front of you saying you're never going to make it. You can't do that. You're not good enough. What makes you think you can pull that off, Greg? Well, where'd you come up with that idea? No way. Don't listen to the naysayers. And if the naysayers continue to motivate you and really unmotivate you, then maybe you need to get a new crowd of people that you're hanging around with, because they're bringing you down. Run around with the people that lift you up and encourage you each and every day. Winners live through, you ready for this? Love. Love is such an emotion. It's such a passion. And sometimes we either fear or we love. Which one do you want to do? Do you want to live in fear for the rest of your life? Or do you want to find something or someone, some friendship, some relationship that is surrounded in true, authentic, unconditional love? It doesn't get any better than unconditional love. And I think we need to hang on to that and strive for that. Winners take action and they plant the right seeds. If you just sit on your backside all day long and expect it to be handed to you, congratulations, it's never going to be. And you're probably going to be disappointed week after week after week, day after day. You have to get involved and motivate yourself to keep planting the seeds, and eventually they're going to sprout, they're going to grow, and they're going to produce fruit that not only you will be picking from and enjoying, but possibly the entire world. I truly believe that. Winners appreciate what they have. Sometimes people throw away things that are good for something they think they can get that's better. And you're throwing away something that you need to hang on to. So I think sometimes, just appreciate what you have, that you are blessed and consider yourself blessed. And the last one that I want to get to the guests real quick. Winners make a positive difference. Being the richest man or the richest woman lying in a pine box at the cemetery doesn't matter. Going to bed every night knowing that you're making somewhat of a positive difference in one person's life is what makes the world matter and could be the very reason why you're on and walking the face of this world. So make a positive difference in someone today, in someone tomorrow, in someone this week. And believe it or not, that motivates me from day to day a lot of times. Okay, just a few things I was thinking about this week. If you haven't got on the phone and text somebody and say, hey, you want to make sure you listen in tonight, do that right now. But write down this number, 888-627-6008. And the wonderful people of BBS Radio with that great radio voice will welcome you in and patch you right into our guest tonight. And while we're doing that, let me just tell you about our guest tonight. Kara Raphael Stobie is our guest, and she is an author, an accomplished art educator, and a poet. And she has come up with a book, an idea, a concept that I can't wait to introduce you to tonight. You will want to be able to have a piece of paper and a pen to write down how to get in touch with her, how to get these books, how to get this new presentation that she's going to be offering tonight. This new, this new item that she's going to be offering to the world. And I just can't tell you how excited I am tonight. All the way from the wonderful state of New York is Kara Stobie. Kara, welcome to the program tonight.
Hey, hi, everyone. It's an honor to be here with you, Dr. Williams. Thank you for that motivational, incredible pep talk.
It was I needed that
to walk into.
I always talk to myself because number one, I live alone and I talk to myself all the time. But I need that motivation for myself. And I'm thinking, you know, if I need that, maybe somebody else does too. So I appreciate that. So tell me, I didn't read all of your bio. You just tell the world about you. What are you passionate about? What have you been doing? What do you do during the day? What are you just, what gets you motivated when you put your feet on the floor out when you get out of bed in the morning to do what you do? What is it, Kara?
I would say art is one of the things that saved my life. I think we all go through struggles in life. We all face different circumstances. We all come from different backgrounds. We all experience the world in our own personal, unique way. And I always say I get up because I just love the world and what's possible being an artist, being creative. So when I put my feet on the ground, it's like, oh, my boo, as Jenna would say, what is possible today? What is possible to experience today? And being an artist, I've gotten comfortable with not knowing, with taking risks, with trying new things. And that's a benefit of being an artist is you don't like the mundane. You like to get out of the routine. So art, when I was younger, is something that gave me a place to safely express myself. And it really, I took it through my whole life. And to carry that on to my children and then become an art educator for almost 20 years, and to create a role model for kids to feel safe to express who they are and what they might want to be or do or create, and to have an actual character that gives you tools to make the best day possible for yourself. How can you set yourself up for the best day? What are those things that light us up? And how can we then share it and inspire others to live their best life and to carry that into their lives? Like almost like we want to get caught by love, right? We want to catch this infectious way of living.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of what I get up for. And I get up to show my daughters who are 9 and 12, Bella and Violet, if you're listening, we are so excited because they have been on this journey with me and they are a reflection of living in an expressive, free way to express who they are through arts, through dance, through writing, through just being authentic.
Belle and Star?
Bella and Violet.
Bella and Violet. Okay, sorry about that. Bella and Violet. Well, hi, Bella and Violet. Welcome to the program, too. I'm glad you're watching tonight, and Mom's doing awesome. When we start talking about the book, did the two daughters' characteristics, personalities, things they enjoy, did that influence who Jenna Boo ultimately became? Or did you take this all out and create a new, complete new character?
Jenna Boo, it's a beautiful question. Jenna Boo actually is me.
That's you.
She was born out of, I was part of an artist group, and we had to do an inner child drawing where we had to draw with our opposite hands, and we had to draw with the non-dominant hand. And then we had to share it. And it really was just me as a child. And then I started to draw her more and people were falling in love with her. At the time, I didn't know what it was, but I realized it was my inner child. It was the little me that just was in love with the world, in love with creating art and writing and expressing myself and coloring. I mean, when I was a kid, coloring books, I lived for coloring books. I mean, I lived for anything that would give me a chance to be seen as an artist. And I remember there were magazines back in the 80s, you could draw a cartoon and mail it in. And if it looked like the cartoon, you would win. And I remember I won. I won this packet of how to draw books and they mailed it to me. And it was like winning an Oscar for me. I was young and I was just like, it was just amazing. So I think that was the seed that was planted in me, is that I wanted to create something. When I was growing up, there were no characters that were artists. There were no characters that were showing you ways to express yourself in a way that was writing, drawing, writing stories, you know, exploring different ways and different characters of what you could be in the world. You know, maybe you're going to be many things, not just one thing. You're going to be a chef and you're going to be an artist and a photographer. And you're going to use all those things to inspire others and enjoy your life. So I started teaching art and then I found that there was nothing out there. And I always said to myself, if a sponge could impact the world, there needs to be someone out there for kids to look up to and to fill their minds with something that is just pure and worthy of your time and attention. And really, that's why she was born. I saw that kids needed something. They needed something to believe in the arts. And it just became this own creation that just grew on its own. And yeah, I mean, I could go on and on about it. It's a remarkable story. I thought I was just going to make paintings and be an artist. I always loved kids, but I never knew that this was going to be my path. If you would have told me, you know, back then I was a graphic designer.
Right.
I was in, you know, museums and sell my art. And Jenna Boo just became this thing that it became just a part of who I am and why I'm here, my purpose.
Yeah. Well, we're going to drill into that. I can't believe you talked bad about SpongeBob, but I'm going to ignore that.
I love SpongeBob, but I was...
I'm teasing. My three boys love SpongeBob, and I still have nightmares about some of the SpongeBob episodes. I'm teasing you. But I want to get into on the other side of this break, because we already have a caller and we already have... up to the first break. But on the other side of this, I want to figure out how you created Jenna Boo, This Is You, and what the reason was. It wasn't just by chance. And we haven't talked about this. It wasn't just by chance in an art class and you turned in an assignment. I want to find out what you think was the purpose of you creating this character, and now how are you going to move forward with that purpose? 888-627-6008. We'll be right back after this first commercial break. We have a caller that we'll get on the other side. So caller, if you can be patient, we'll let you in right after we come back from this break. Hang with us. We'll be right back. Finally coming very soon will be the release of my second book in the three-part trilogy, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. Now, this book will be an in-depth look at the many different facets and emotions that a person goes through when they're experiencing anxiety and trauma in their life, and they're simply searching for hope. And an exciting addition to this book will be a companion journal guide that will come along with it. Also, there's going to be something that I'm very excited about, the youth version of this book called When Dark Clouds Come, The Roadmap to Hope. And it's going to be an excellent tool and guide for teenagers dealing with stress in their lives. So stay tuned for the release date coming very, very soon for these exciting new resources. Now back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams on the BBS Radio Network. Welcome back, and appreciate you being here. And we have Carrie Stobe from New York, and she is with us, the creator and the inventor of this character, Jenna Boo. But we do have a caller, and I always promise our callers that if they want to call in, hopefully we have a good question here. But Richard, I believe, is with us tonight. Richard, can you hear me tonight? Richard Whitman.
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
And Richard, where are you from?
I'm from Fort Worth. I was a guest on your show. It's Richard Woodman from Survivor.
Okay, very good. Hey, how can we help you tonight, Richard?
No, I just wanted to call in and give you a big congratulations for your monologues. One of the best parts of your show is when you share your thoughts. And, you know, you always have messages of hope. You're always inspirational. I can't wait to hear your guest story. I just wanted to give you a shout out for, you know, all the positive things that you put out there. And it's just a joy to be around you and to listen to you and everything. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you so much, Richard. Thank you for calling in and supporting the program and just being one of our listeners. And thank you for being on the program. And let's touch base sometime. We can figure out what each other's doing and how we're doing, and we'll talk soon, okay? Thank you so much.
Sounds like a winner. Take care and look forward to the show.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, Kara, Jenna Boo, where did this come from? Did it come from inside of you? And when you drew this with your other hand, the non-dominant hand, did you even have any idea that this was going to become what it has really morphed into? Tell me about it.
I had no idea. It was an activity to just connect with the childlike artists that we are. And as adults, we lose that.
Yeah.
As older, we become less connected to the inner child, the part of us that just wants to play and dance and create, because the world gets more complex. So that part of us tends to get smaller, but it never leaves us. We all have an inner child. And as long as we take care of it and we are surrounded in a place that we feel safe to express that and not feel squelched or that somebody's going to reject that part of ourselves, we grow up to be creators and we feel safe to express that authenticity. And my family always supported me as an artist. That was one thing that I could always count on. And I was supported in that part of myself that allowed me to be quirky, to be the misfit. I never really fit in. I was always the artist. I was never the greatest artist. I was never the best artist. I always tell my art students, I was like the worst art student. Everybody else got the awards. They were best artists. It was never me, but I didn't make art to be good at it. I made it because I loved to do it. It made me happy. So the activity was really, I had no idea that this was going to be born out of it.
And you have two books in this series?
Yes, I have two books.
Okay. So show both of them. This is the first one, I gather, that's on the screen now, right?
This is book one. It's okay. A book series. And book one, you get to learn about her world. You get to see how she lives this incredible life with her creativity, with her writing. And then book two is her first adventure. So each book leaves you hanging. So book one, at the end, she finds a key in her floor.
Oh.
And they say, well, what is this key? The characters, what's happening? And they open the door with it and they say, you know, it's like a cliffhanger. And then it leads you to book two. And then book two is her first adventure into the jungle. And it's how she sees the jungle. And it's a really, really important story, book two, because her dad, his name is Inventor Boo. And they have a beautiful relationship. Jenna Boo comes up with all these amazing ideas. Her imagination runs wild. Then she takes her ideas to her dad, and her dad creates them, makes them a reality. So it shows kids that you can have an idea, then you can team up with someone else, and then they will help you make that a reality, whether it's to have your own t-shirts or whether in book one, Jenna has a rooftop roller coaster. So she has a house. And on top of the roof is a roller coaster. Of course, her dad, Inventor Boo, made that possible. And book two is just so dear to me because Jenna Boo finds her dad's old ideas in the basement. And she goes through them and she reminds her dad that it's never too late to finish an idea.
Oh, great.
You can always go back. It doesn't matter how old you are. To never give up. And she shows her dad how step by step you can finish your ideas and how great it can be when you work together and inspire each other. So
what age group are these books mainly for? If you had to focus, is it for the children to read themselves or a book that parents read to their kids? Probably both. But what age group are they really focused on?
It's around kindergarten to fourth grade. I've done many author visits. I've shared it with hundreds of children. And I have four-year-olds that fall in love with the book because of the illustrations. All my illustrations are incredibly detailed. There is, every time you open the book, you'll discover something new. And it's made that way. Every time I could pick up this book, even though I made it, and I'll be, oh my boo, what? I don't even remember that. There's so much to look at and to create your own story if you can't even read. So I've had four-year-olds fall in love with the book, and I've had adults love it. When I've done visits, I've done some acting out of the book with the poetry, and adults are laughing. They're engaged. It's really, it's a book for the family. It's a book for any age to come together and really remember what is possible when we are inspired and we are creative and we share our ideas and inspire each other, you know, what's possible.
Now, when we look at book one, the one that's sitting beside you right now, looks like a fairly large book, larger than, you know, a little TV guide size book here. This is a really big, like a coloring book size of book, right?
Yeah, because the pictures, I wanted them to feel like they're in her world.
Beautiful.
I really wanted it to be a masterpiece of these creations, that it's not just a book. It's really a treasure. It has so much value. It's almost, I would say to parents and to families, you can't afford not to have her in your library of books, because it's a book that at every stage of development, there's something to take from it. You know, I've had students come back and tell me over the years how Jenna became her friend. It saved her while she was being bullied. She was in third grade and she literally had no one to connect with. And she came back years later in middle school and said, you know, I just want to let you know that your book, it really saved my life. I had a friend and it was Jenna, and she got lost in Jenna's world. And that's okay, because it's such positivity. You want your kids to get lost in this versus getting lost in the iPad or getting lost in something that maybe the message, you know, is not, you know, what you want to fill your children's minds with, you know.
Okay, you know, I'm a reader. So when I was a child, I had all those Dr. Seuss books, Green Eggs and Ham and all that. And I can read Green Eggs and Ham and be entertained by it, but I don't know if I ever learned anything from it. I probably would never eat green eggs or green ham. But besides that point, what are you really trying to express to the kids? Well, just let's take the book one. What are they going to learn from this instead of just being entertained and seeing all these beautiful pictures and hearing a wonderful story? Are there going to be concepts, life lessons that they're going to be able to draw from this that's going to promote their character and who they become as a child? What message are you trying to convey?
It's self-confidence to express themselves. So she gives you the tools. One of the tools is her wonderful shades. So in book one, she has these wonderful shades, and it's a way for kids to feel comfortable to say, well, when I put on these shades, this is what I see. And that is where we build self-confidence in our ideas. It takes courage to share your ideas. Yeah. So she shows you, look, this is what I see in my world. What do you see in your world? Tell me what you see. She interacts with you. There's a dialogue. So you're having a conversation. You're coming. She's inviting you into her world and saying, guess what? You're amazing too. I'm not just amazing, but no matter what, you're amazing. And I want to know what you think of this color. What would you call this color? I call it poptaceous pink. What would you call pink? So it's like it builds dialogue, self-confidence in your ideas. She will cheer. She's your cheerleader. She'll say, wow, that's an amazing idea. I love your ideas. And the confidence grows and kids start to express and draw and write and say, wow, you know what? I do love my idea. This idea is actually pretty cool. So she believes in you. She becomes your friend. She's cheering you on. She's saying, look what is possible. Come with me. I'm going to show you what's possible. Your ideas, you may think they're nothing, but they aren't. They only come from you. And that's what makes them special. So she is your cheerleader. She builds self-confidence. She gives you a place literally to express your ideas called the Book of Boo. So if you go to our website, you can download for free the Book of Boo. It gives you post-its. I have a little thing here I could show you quickly. It's a whole board that says celebrate you. And it's different ways to start your day. You need a good quote. So here is, if you can dream it, you can boo it. Oh. You know, create your own. Then nourish your inner boo. Fill your body with things that fuel your mind, that make you want to think clearly, feel good about yourself. So it says to power up so you can explore your world. So there's a whole formula here. And then we have what's called the Book of Boo, which is a place for kids to write their ideas down.
And this is downloadable on the webpage?
Yeah, this is all the Book of Boo and the Wonderful Shades. Everything is there on lovewhatyouboo.com. You can download for free. And the Boo board comes in the back of our book. We have it just like as a coloring sheet almost that you can photocopy. And There's coloring sheets. We have tons of coloring sheets there. And it's really just an incredible place to experiment with who you are even not an artist.
Well, give the webpage again really slow so everybody can get this down, because now we're talking, they can actually get on there, look at this stuff, download some free resources. LoveWhatYouBoo.com.
Yes.
And that'll get, if this people want to get in contact with you, is there a contact me tab on there too?
You can do info@LoveWhatYouBoo or Kara or K-A-R-A at LoveWhatYouBoo. And all our book one and book two are for sale on our website. We only sell the book through our website, and you know, everything is there. We have coloring sheets that are free to download. You can listen to Jenna on the website. You can press a little button and you can hear her talk. She will read and she introduces all the characters. There's so many characters in the book, and you get to meet them and she introduces them, and there's tons of art and inspiration. You can see how I created the book and the first drawing of Jenna, which I actually have here. This was the original inner child drawing that I did. So this is how Jenna started. This is the first ever of Jenna. So yeah, that's...
You know, I want to encourage you, and my recommendation, and take it for what it's worth or not, don't let other resources right now take it off your webpage. Sell that as much as you can through your webpage only, because that's power, and that's profit to you. And that, you know, once my book hits Amazon, they sell for 99 cents on some days. Like, where did they come up with doing that? I have no control on once it gets there. So I encourage that. I think that's a wonderful idea. LoveWhatYouBoo.com. Go right on there, everybody. And probably you're going to be the one putting that book in an envelope and sending it out, right?
It goes out. It goes out from our warehouse. And then we have some books where we send them out personally. Yeah. So we have two places that they go out of.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty boomazing.
I love that. Where did you come up with doing, where do you get that idea of replacing amazing with boomazing? Did that just come in the middle of the night, or how did you create that?
That came in the playfulness of the writing and her last name. So her last name became this beautiful creation itself, because the O's you can replace with so many different symbols. And as an artist, you're always looking to make beautiful font, beautiful type. And it just became this infinite opportunity as an artist to express her world. So now we were able to create vocabulary and show kids that words can be fun. You know, learning can be fun. You can create your own language, you know, to empower kids. The power of words are it's really infectious. And there's so much you can do. I was able to create a world around this that brings so much fun and silliness and just creativity. Like it's infinite. It's endless what you can boo with it. I could go on and on.
But I tell you what, on the other side of this last break, I really want to find out. I want to pick inside your brain and see if we can drill inside all that gray matter. What is your ultimate dream with this series? And what can our listeners do? What can we do to help you reach that dream? Because I'm going to encourage you, after talking with you and visiting with you now, I really believe this is a book that every child ought to have in their hands. Every grandparent ought to buy for the grandkids, for birthday presents, for boo presents, for Christmas presents, for whatever. This is a book. And then I want to give you the opportunity to tell us your dream And then I want to find out, do you have this new idea that's coming into play that you may be presenting tonight to the world? I can't wait to see that. And then I have a really serious question on the other side of all of that. But we'll be right back. 888-627-6008. And we're going to find out what that dream that Kara has, that we're going to help Jenna Boo just forge through that door really soon. We'll give you that opportunity on the other side of this break. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back. I just couldn't wait to hurry. It's like, hurry up with the commercial. I want to get back to the guest. I have my new book out, but I'm not even going to talk about it tonight because I'm more interested in Jenna Boo right now. But if you want to get on Amazon and just look this up, it's going to be available in the next week or two, Kindle. And then in the middle of August, it's going to actually be on sale and available. But if you want to just get on and look at it at Amazon, every chance you get, that would help the algorithms, however that works. Every set of eyes that look at that, it goes up on the chart. And then when it actually goes on sale, it'll be hopefully at the top of the list. So I just want to let you know about that. We'll talk about that probably next week later on. I have such a good guest tonight. I don't want to waste time on me. I want to focus on you, Kara, and tell me what the dream is for these two books. And I know 6, 8, 10 others after this, because it's just going to snowball into even more series for you. What's the dream that you have with what you want this book to do in this world?
My dream is to impact the world with Jenna, that everyone in the world will interact with Jenna's world. The ultimate dream is to have an animated motion picture that is almost a musical of how she came to be and how she was a misfit, and really, which was me, and how she became this beautiful soul who believed in herself and followed her dreams and inspired the world to connect to their inner child, and to even go to the movies and parents leave just lit up that, you know what, in a world that seems that it's falling apart, like Mr. Rogers said, we have to focus on the helpers. We have to focus on the people that are doing good, that want to fill your hearts and minds with things that will change your life, that will let you see what's possible. Because it seems like in the world, like all the odds are against us. But creating this just reignites in you what is possible, how great life really can be. So I've been dreaming of a motion animated picture. I see it. I visioned it. I dream of an animated series. I dream of doing a book tour. I want to travel with my kids to every single Barnes & Noble, and I want to stand in front of kids and read the book, share her world. When I share this with kids, they hug the book. I feel like my life is making impact. I'm not just impacting one little school, but I'm impacting the world, and that children are getting to absorb this in a time where we cannot afford to not let the world experience Jenna Boo. I mean, as a mother, as a parent, as an educator, this is what the world needs now. And what I need now is I need support. I need people to come in and help us. I need people to invest in us. I need people to stand behind what I've been doing. I mean, it's really just been me and my business partner. And, you know, she keeps it alive. And I hit, you know, roadblock after roadblock because I'm trying to get this off the ground. And I've never been able to do it full time. I did leave teaching in February for the second time to get this going. And, you know, we need support and resource. We need people, you know, if you think back to the story of Walt, people were working for him and they were in the red because they believed in him. They saw what was possible before it was tangible. And Genevieve is an empire to me of good, of doing good, of giving back to the community, of bringing communities together, having arts festivals, and just being an ambassador for what is possible when we support something like this, you know. And I've been supported locally, but now is the time that I need to, I'm being completely authentic. You know, dreams take money. It doesn't just take passion. I have passion. I've been doing this dream for 10 years. But the truth is, Mother Teresa had a checkbook. We all need resource. So I'm at a point in my dream where just when I'm about to give up, you know, a miracle happens and somebody steps in, or I win a contest, or I get my community behind me. But at this point, she deserves the stage. She deserves to be out there. So, you know, I really want to get up every day and just share her and not have to think about, well, how am I going to do this? How am I going to support my family and do this? So, you know, I've maintained integrity over it. So I haven't given it up to anyone. So I'm not willing to give it up to anyone. So when you choose to maintain the integrity of what you're creating, you know, it takes a lot of patience. So, you know, that is, I hope that answers that authentically.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Carrie, do you think this is your purpose for living?
Yes, it absolutely is. And my daughters, really instilling in them that you just have to, yes, you have your passion and you stick to it, but also, you know, it takes a village. And I want to show them what's possible, that, you know, it is possible to live your dreams. And I'm not going to give up. I'm never going to give up. But, you know, like I said, it takes a village. And at this point, I want to finish book three. It's almost done. It just needs the time and the resource, you know, the resource. And I'm so excited about book three. I really want to do a book tour. I really want to get out there. The kids need this. They need this more than ever. So yeah, this was a dream for me that I felt like I could reach the hearts. And like I said, we can't afford not to get behind things like this. This is our vote. When we talk about voting, well, this is a vote. This is voting for something that impacts the lives. It plants seeds in our children. And these are the seeds we want to plant. What's inside Jenna, and what, you know, I've seen it. I've seen what it does for children because I have been out there, and now it's just more exposure, more opportunity.
I'm going to be sharing the book, the ideas, your name to everybody that I know. Matter of fact, I'm on a board with an international book award ceremony that's taking place here in Houston in October. And if you give me permission, I would love to buy the set of books, and I would like to enter on your behalf the book to win that contest, because I think this kind of message is so important that I think it would be awesome to have right up in the corner of that book, international winner of the contest that we're going to be running in October. And I would love to be able to do that and just help promote this in any way I can. So that this is wonderful. What's the new idea that is just now being created that you, if you would, like to share just a little bit of it or them to us tonight? Are you able to do that?
Yeah. So my dream was always with the book was to have a doll, because if you think back to childhood, it came to life when you had a doll, when there was, you know, the Madeline doll, like all these very, very beautiful stories that become like a child keepsake that it reminds you of it. So we have our first handmade doll. And right now, these are all handmade. So if you get one of these, there is no other. It doesn't exist. It will never exist again. So you're getting to see something at the beginning stages, because eventually we want to manufacture them. And we love that it's handmade in the USA. And it is literally a dream come true for me that we have a Jennabu doll that kids can take with them and explore their world and feel like Jenna is with them. So this started with, you know, a drawing, and then family members. I even have my aunt who's probably listening. She made me a Jennabu. You know, everybody contributes. I tried to even do it out of felt. So this was back when Jennifer started. I started to paper mache her. I mean, it's just been this incredible thing to bring to life. So to have
this doll is available now for purchase.
So it is going to be available on our website. It didn't get up yet, but if you check out in the next, you know, few weeks, it will be up and running where you can purchase your original. I mean, when I say original, you will have one and only. It's only one, and then the next one's going to look a little different, which I love about it right now, because when everybody draws Jenna, it's like, it's the most beautiful thing. It's everybody's drawing looks different. So this doll is definitely going to be available on our website where we have our books for sale. That's where we have everything for sale on our website. And yeah, it's so exciting because I want to have different versions. I want to have Super Boo and Chef Boo and all the different Boos that you can, you know, get to
That's
have.
That's adorable. That's adorable. Give the website one more time before we only have a minute or two left. What's the website one more time for people to be able to get on and order the books now and get a hold of them now, and the doll will be available in a couple of weeks. What's that website again?
LoveWhatYouBoo.com.
LoveWhatYouBoo, BOO.com. Yeah. Yep. One last question, and then if you can answer this in a real snippet, because we're out of time. What have you learned most about you in writing and creating this inner child that you're now presenting to the world? What's the one thing that you learned about who you are when doing that?
I had to learn to believe in myself.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And that there will be a million reasons or a million thoughts that will make you doubt everything. And really, you know, I've learned that I have to believe in myself. I have to believe in it. And when I'm speaking to one person, it's just as if I'm speaking to the million about what I believe in. It doesn't really matter. So, yeah, I've had to believe in myself.
And I tell you what, Kara, I appreciate your enthusiasm, your positive attitude, and I promise you, God's dream is so much bigger than yours for Jennabu and you. And I promise you that. And there's going to be a day that you're going to be up on a big stage with thousands of people waiting in line to just get to shake the hand of the creator of Jennabu. And thank you for being with us tonight. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, it was an honor. You've touched my heart, and I am just so grateful and feel so blessed to be able to come on and talk to you and open up my heart about my life and what I'm doing and just what you're doing. You changed my life. So,
well, let's see what happens. And I just encourage everybody, and thank you for being here. Hopefully the sales are going to go from here to here just like that in a New York minute. And we'll give you the praise of that. And let's make that happen tonight, okay? Thank you for being with us. They're telling me the time's short, so we want to, just like we do every week, I'll let you know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going to face tomorrow, there is always, always hope. Jenna Boo believes it. I believe it. And the Lord God tells me that in his word. And I know it has to be true. Hang with it. Stick with it. And dig down deep. We'll see you next week. Have an awesome, awesome week. God bless. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1, for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.